Tyler Business Today welcomes Coy Weems, hearing instrument specialist at the Hearing Center at Eye Care Associates of East Texas. Hello, Coy.
Hello, George. How are you today?
Now, how does a hearing loss affect daily activities? Some people even talk about depression and there are family issues.
When a person has hearing loss, they are not aware of what they're missing unless somebody brings it to their attention. Now, some individuals are out there and they go, I know I'm missing more than I used to. When that happens, people get tired of asking people to repeat themselves. So if, for example, say you were someone who liked to go play bridge every week, it's something that you really enjoy, you get to see your friends, you're visiting and all that kind of stuff. Well, as time progresses, you find yourself having to ask them more and more, you know, what did you say? I'm sorry I didn't get that. And after that happens so many times, you get tired of asking people to repeat. So what you end up doing is you stop going to that bridge game or that golf game or that domino game that you used to enjoy so much doing, and you stay home. Well, the first couple weeks of that is fine, and then what happens is you start getting aggravated because you can't go do something that you want to do, and then aggravation will turn into depression. Once we get in that depressed state, it is very hard to motivate somebody to go do something because they've already accepted the fact that they, by their own choosing, can't do it. Hearing instruments will correct that issue. It will allow them, because the hearing instrument will correct the hearing loss that was causing them to have to ask people to repeat all the time, and thus allow them to re-engage back into the activities that they enjoy doing. I cannot tell you how many times I've had people come in here once they decide to get hearing instruments tell me that they wish they had done this 5 or 6 years earlier, because the simple addition of the hearing instrument allows them to re-engage in conversation, and we as human beings are very conversive people. We like to have the opportunity to be around other people and to enjoy that time. When we hear and we're able to be involved, we are a much happier person as opposed to the person that will not accept that they have a hearing loss and do something about it.
Now, how does a hearing loss affect the family?
This is a very, very interesting topic right here, and I love to talk to this with my patients when they have family members in here. The person that has a hearing loss doesn't realize how much their hearing loss affects the people around them. Quick example scenario. You have a husband and wife sitting in a chair. The husband has a hearing loss. The wife is trying to converse with the husband. The wife will ask the husband a question, and he doesn't hear it. And he goes, I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. Repeat yourself. Well, at that point in time, it's human nature for us to talk louder. So the wife talks louder to the husband. Same question, same scenario. Now the husband thinks the wife is yelling at him. It makes him mad. So he yells back at the wife, and then it just goes downhill from there. When all it was a simple situation where the wife was asking the husband, what do you want for dinner? That right there, you know, you have a dynamic that's created that creates friction within members of the family. Extended on to children and grandchildren. One of the most typical losses I see nowadays is what we call a high-frequency loss. And what that simply means is the person can hear the lower vowels and consonants, which are the low to mid-frequencies in hearing, but their high-frequency hearing has deteriorated to where they don't hear the higher-frequency clarity aspects of conversations. So what happens is they just hear part of the sentence and not understand the whole thing. When you have children, grandchildren, they typically have that softer, high-frequency voice. So the person that has the hearing loss is making it harder for their children or grandchildren to communicate with them. So the children and grandchildren quit talking as much to the individual with the hearing loss. The person with the hearing loss is wondering why my kids and grandkids aren't talking to me as much. And the reason is because it's frustrating to them to try to carry on a conversation with that particular individual.
Thank you so much, Coy, for joining us on Tyler Business Today.
You're welcome, George. Thank you very much.